News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Here we go. Even Dalton's dad checking in on the text line this morning at 343-0106.
He knows all about that counterfeit money.
706, let's check Kane in traffic.
For the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers at Wolf and Snow, and that's an accident without injuries in 181 and I-10. It's backing up because you'll have to get in that left lane. Right lane's blocked off for more storm debris removal. Taylor Martino's personal injury law firm is different because they have a team of 8 local lawyers that personally work on your injury case, not some caseworkers. Contact the Taylor Martino Law Firm at TaylorMartino.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer that's committed to your comfort and safety. Ask us about the indoor air quality products that can kill most viruses, bacteria, and allergens, providing you peace of mind that the air you're breathing is clean and healthy. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Look at three big things. President Trump has not conceded. He vows to keep on fighting the ballot count. AG Barr authorizes investigations into substantial allegations of voting irregularities, and also Pfizer. This is the big story here this morning, too. COVID-19 vaccine, more than 90% is the rate by which it works, according to their tests. Pfizer yesterday took a, and by the way, those stories are online too at fmtalk1065.com. Pfizer yesterday took a giant step toward COVID-19 vaccine, reporting that its vaccine candidate was effective in over 90% of the uninfected clinical trial patients. And this is a giant and welcoming development, but the pandemic, of course, is going to still be with us for a while. Its effectiveness is much higher than the 50% threshold set by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. That's not a very high threshold, by the way, USDA.
Mm. No.
Help us out here a little bit. Like, 50%? Okay. Anyway, this means that many pandemic protocols are likely to remain in place. This is Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla.
The committee reported to us no safety concerns and the tolerability profile that it's among they're very good that we have seen in any vaccine so far.
All right, I really don't know what he just said. Also, Wall Street's reaction, this is Gordon Deal from earlier this morning.
The news sent stocks soaring at the outset yesterday before losing some steam near the close. The Dow Industrials finished higher by 835 points, or 2.9%. The Wall Street Journal says the timetable suggests the vaccine could go into distribution this month or next. Pfizer said it could file for an emergency authorization shortly thereafter, but it'll take months for the companies to make enough for the general population.
There's human reaction, there's Wall Street reaction, there's all kinds of reactions to that news that came down yesterday when, I guess, around 9 in the morning? Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe a little bit sooner, but anyway. I don't know. Is an end near? I don't know. But in any event, that's some good news.
And many conservatives upset that this news was announced after the election and what would have presumably been a boost to President Trump's reelection chances, and also upset that that former Vice President Joe Biden has quickly formed this task force and may end up getting a lot of credit for some of the advancements made here. But as far as the rollout, if this vaccine is as effective as they're saying it is, you know, Pfizer's made it clear that they weren't taking part in the Operation Warp Speed. They didn't take any federal money. But you have to imagine if this vaccine works, that the federal government will be buying this vaccine from Pfizer in bulk. And then how long will it take to distribute that? And when will most Americans be available to take that vaccine? Well, General Gustav Perna, who is a top U.S. Army general, co-leading the federal COVID-19 vaccine initiative, talked with NPR yesterday, and he said, I think a safe and effective vaccine will be available initially in December. He said 10 to 30 million doses of vaccine will be available that we can start distributing. But after that, he said, generally you don't start manufacturing a vaccine until you have approval. It looks like they may soon have approval for this Pfizer vaccine. Mm-hmm. He said, we started executing manufacturing requirements in parallel with the development and the trials of the vaccine. So he said, if a vaccine is in hand in December, availability will, quote, expand rapidly in January, February, March, and April.
Wow.
He said there would be a steady cadence of vaccine rollout that could result in most Americans getting access to a shot by mid-2021.
We might want to see what do you all think? Would you take the vaccine?
Yep.
You know, our audience, I'd like to know what y'all are thinking about this vaccine, yes or no. Maybe a lot of you say no, but, you know.
And we put that poll up on our Facebook page and website months ago. And at that time, a majority of people that answered in the poll said no.
Yeah.
They would not feel great about taking the vaccine. We could put that back up, and we might here soon put that poll up again and see if any opinions on that have changed. So the Pfizer news from yesterday, big news. But, of course, the biggest news in America right now is the ongoing drama with the presidential election, and some top Republicans weighing in now that we have a new week here. And Attorney General William Barr yesterday gave federal prosecutors the green light to pursue, quote, substantial allegations of voting irregularities before this 2020 presidential election is certified next month. Fox News obtained a memo from the DOJ, and in that memo, Barr advised that allegations concerning voter fraud, quote, should be handled with great care, and that, quote, specious, speculative, fanciful, or far-fetched claims should not be a basis for initiating federal inquiries. Barr emphasized that his authorizing federal prosecutors to pursue these substantial allegations should not indicate that the DOJ has, quote, concluded that voting irregularities have impacted the outcome of any election. But the DOJ certainly taking a look at these claims of voter fraud, and I think they'll really look into this even further. Also, Vice President Mike Pence has weighed in on the election. He jumped on Twitter yesterday to say, told my team today, quote, it ain't over till it's over, and this ain't over. He said, President Trump has never stopped fighting for us. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. Also, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell weighed in over the weekend and again yesterday, where he said President Trump is, quote, 100% within his rights to question election results. These were his first public comments since some in the news media declared Biden the winner of the presidential election over the weekend. McConnell said, our institutions are actually built for this. We have the system in place to consider concerns, and President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options. Also, another outspoken Republican, Senator Lindsey Graham, who just won a Senate race in South Carolina, yesterday he warned that the president should not concede defeat in the 2020 election, in part because Republicans will, quote, never be able to elect another president from their party again. Graham's specific words this weekend on Fox News, he said, if Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there will never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. He said, we're down to less 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 in Arizona, where more votes are to be counted. So some top Republicans weighing in early in the week on this presidential election.
So you remember on election night itself, around 9:30, suddenly Fulton County in Georgia said, hey, we're going to call it a night. So we were all pretty surprised by that. We were live on the air. We were talking about you were looking at the Wall Street, the New York Times
the
barometers,
needle.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, David Schaefer, the chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, took to Twitter Monday to suggest election officials in Fulton County tried to pull a fast one on election night. Schaefer said county election officials in Fulton County is right down in the heart of Atlanta, very Democrat. Schaefer said county election officials told the media and our observers that they were shutting down the tabulation center at State Farm Arena at 10:30 on election night only to continue counting ballots in secret until 1 a.m. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported on Monday that the election officials in the state have not found any evidence of wrongdoing. The paper's report said there have been cases of minor issues caused by human error. We shall see. Bring it all to light here. 15 minutes after 7 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5, and Auburn Sports Today is on the way.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Eta shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Eta is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Eta brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb, as she was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tabb's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. Yellow Jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps are searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time for Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, Auburn hasn't had one positive coronavirus test since the program went to three weekly tests administered by a third-party outfit assigned by the SEC. Still, the Tigers won't play at Mississippi State this Saturday as originally scheduled. The league announced yesterday that the game has been postponed due to positive tests and subsequent quarantining of individuals within the Mississippi State football program. The game is tentatively scheduled for December 12th. That was the built-in open date for all league teams back when the schedule was originally announced. Now, Auburn's next game is next Saturday night against Tennessee. Chad Morris hopes his offense can continue its progress.
You had to kind of learn on the run. You had to evolve and find out who your team is, what our offense is going to be good at over the course of just experience. You know, you can practice all you want, but until you get in a game, it really shows then. And so I think from a play calling standpoint, it has. It's allowed me, especially over the last 3-4 weeks, to see who we are, what we're good at. We've been able to run the football effectively, and a lot of that's a tribute to our offensive line. Coach Bignell's done a great job with those guys. And those guys growing up. And obviously the evolution of bringing Tank Bigsby in and getting him going, now getting Warren back. So I think it's been a great combination there. And then getting the ball out on the perimeter. I think as a play caller, that's one of the things that we definitely try to do early and often.
That's Chad Morris. Head coach Gus Malzahn scheduled to address the media today. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Alabama, how does an extra $660 per year back in your Social Security sound? Then maybe it's time to look at Medicare Advantage plans from WellCare. WellCare believes in supporting your health and your well-being. And the WellCare Absolute PPO plan does exactly that. You keep more money in your pocket while enjoying extra benefits like dental and vision coverage. To learn more about your options and get back some extra money in your Social Security, call 1-877-MY-WELLCARE. That's 1-877-699-3552. WellCare. Beyond healthcare. A better you. Plans vary by region and not all benefits are covered on all plans. WellCare Health Plans is an HMO PPO PFFS plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in our plan depends on contract renewal. Please contact WellCare for details. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Call 1-877-699-3552 for more information.
Jingle tent, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a newly tinted sleigh.
ProTint Window Tinting is here to help you get ready for the holidays. Now is the time to upgrade your sleigh with a brand new quality ceramic tint. Call ProTint for a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, 802-1234. Make your appointment today, 802-1234.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a newly tinted sleigh.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
From the Premier Medical Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. They've still got one at Wolf and Snow Road, and again, heavy traffic westbound I-10 between Loxley and the Malbus exit. Right lane's blocked off due to storm debris removal. Come party with Love 7 Cents Facebook members and bring toys to donate to Kane's Warrior Kids who support the Women's and Children's Hospital. They'll be rocking out with the Wellborn Band at Patches Lounge this Friday at 5100 Gerby Road. Get details on Facebook. Look up Love's 7 Cents. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And animal news with cows in the road on the way on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton has got that exclusive story that's not necessarily exclusive, but exclusive sounds like it's a big deal.
So relatively exclusive.
Relatively exclusive story is on the way on FM Talk 106.5. 723. Text line is humming, 343-0106. We'll get to some of your texts here coming up. But right now, I just want to point out something to you that is also online, and it's at FM Talk 106.5, and it's pretty amazing. It's another contest from FM Talk 106.5, but when I was employed elsewhere, and I would listen to the contest that you all had on this station, mm-hmm. I would be like, that's crazy that they're giving away all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it again. Santa only gives presents. Yes, we're giving it away again. To those who are nice or naughty, FM Talk 106.5, we present the Naughty or Nice contest. And it's pretty amazing all the sponsors we've been able to put together and what you can win. It's one amazing prize pack.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with how we've done contests in the past, this is very, very similar. And we've partnered with some of these local businesses that we've partnered with in the past and are good friends with. And each of them have picked one awesome prize from their store that will all go into one grand prize that one lucky listener will win. One person from right here.
Listen to the list. It's amazing.
Okay, so let's go through it here. From Beckham's Florist and Gifts, a Tyler gift basket. From Good Morning Mattress and Mobile, they're giving away a queen-sized Tempur-Pedic mattress. From G&D Farm Feed and Outdoors, a Boss Buck deer feeder and some Leopold scopes, some binoculars from there.
I heard that's a really cool store out there.
Yeah, so if you set it up right, you could be laying on your queen-sized Tempur-Pedic mattress while you watch the deer eat from the Boss Buck deer feeder.
Depending on where you set up your mattress.
That's right. From Carrot Patch Jewelers, a Diamond by the Yard necklace. From Robertsdale Power Equipment, a Husqvarna Weed Eater Edger combo. From Spring Hill Ace Hardware, this might come in handy next hurricane season, a Generac generator. Mm. And from Weatherford's Fountain and Lawn, a beautiful, magnificent fountain. Plus, they're so nice, they'll go ahead and install it for you if you're the grand prize winner here. And one person will win all seven of those major prizes. It's worth $6,600. So I know you're wondering, wondering, how do I enter? That's the important part here.
I'm wondering what you do with all that stuff. I swear, if you're the winner, what do you do with all that stuff? I guess you'll find somewhere to put it all.
It's too much to fit under one Christmas tree. You'll have to buy a second. So on our website and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, we have the addresses of each of these businesses listed there, also their Facebook pages. And starting now until December 17th, you can go to each of these locations where they have an FM Talk 1065 entry box and put your name and phone number in there. And you can do that once through the entirety of the contest, not once every day. But for a second entry, you go to each of these businesses' Facebook pages, which are listed right there on our Facebook page and the website, and they'll have a status for the contest there. You comment under that, and you'll also be entered for the drawing there. And then come December 18th, each of these seven businesses will draw one winner. And that winner, along with six others from these six other businesses, will be entered into the drawing for the one grand prize. One of those seven people will win that $6,600 prize, and the rest of them will get $50 qualifying prizes. So we'll have multiple winners, but only one really big-time winner, and we'll announce that on December 18th. But for more information, you can check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. And at the very top of our website, there's Christmas Contest Giveaway. Click on that tab, and you'll get all the information from there.
I asked this question yesterday, and I was, in all seriousness, what if the winner is Joe Biden? What does FM Talk 106.5 do? We don't certify him as the winner?
We will we'll look into allegations of entry fraud, and we'll investigate it. And then, you know, if he won fairly, then what can we do? We'll give it away.
726, problem on DIP yesterday, and a very unusual problem.
Yeah, so this morning, actually.
Oh, really? Today?
Three cows were killed, and they said, according to WKRG, others may have been on the loose early this morning. The cows were apparently hit by a vehicle on Dolphin Island Parkway. They said this happened about a mile north of Greer's Market.
Down by Fowl River, I guess? Okay.
Now, deputies on the scene said that the cows were sleeping in the roadway when they were struck. I don't know how to substantiate any of these claims, but I'm going to trust the deputies that were there at the scene.
So the cows escaped, and then they were in the middle of the road. They said, you know
they
what?
Fell asleep.
Hey, Ernie, I'm going to take a nap right here.
Yes.
Okay.
Terrible timing to take a nap.
Yeah.
But crews apparently used bulldozers to remove those three cows. They said the removal process was blocking the roadway and causing traffic to back up.
So
I would argue
the
cows were, too. And yes. But now, apparently, 30 minutes ago, they said DIP is clear. And there are no delays. But still, watch out for cows. Could be some more out there.
Like more wandering around. But sad that they were killed. It's 728 FM Talk 106.5. Ada is kind of on the way this way, maybe. Dr. Bill Williams, more on that on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Ada shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Ada is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Ada brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb, as she was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tab's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. The Yellow Jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps are searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a leaked memo to the Associated Press, U.S. Attorney General William Barr authorizes federal prosecutors to probe substantial allegations of voting irregularities. Barr continues, I authorize you to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities prior to the certification of elections in your jurisdiction, in certain cases, as I have already done in specific instances, referring to a man in Texas being arrested after trying to cast 1,700 stolen mail-in ballots. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
Since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. European Union regulators have filed antitrust charges against Amazon, accusing the e-commerce giant of using data to gain an unfair advantage over merchants using its platform. The EU's Executive Commission, the bloc's top antitrust enforcer, is taking issue with Amazon's systematic use of non-public business data to avoid the normal risks of competition and to leverage its dominance for e-commerce services in France and Germany, the company's two biggest markets in the EU. Although party control of the Senate next year remains in question until after two runoffs in Georgia in January, President-elect Biden's incoming administration could shape key issues in industries over the next 4 years. The biggest impact in transportation could come with energy policy, with Biden promising an aggressive climate agenda that could accelerate a shift toward electric vehicles while also advancing moves toward new emissions rules on cars and trucks. On Wall Street, futures are pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
FM Talk 106.5 and Dr. Bill at 6:35. A few clouds out there. Good morning, Dr. Bill. What do we have on tap today?
Well, Dan, we've got another warm day. We tied a record yesterday at 83 degrees, a record that was set in 1986. And we're going to get back up into the lower 80s this afternoon. Now, there is just a slight chance that we could see a shower during the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, I expect partly cloudy skies, maybe even some patchy fog around. We're going to cool about down to about 68 degrees tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, we should have partly cloudy skies again and a chance of some afternoon showers, and the high tomorrow in the lower 80s. Now, it looks like a cold front will be moving in on Thursday. It's not a strong front, but just the same, it's going to bring some drier air. Thursday, we should see mostly sunny skies and a high again of about 82, but the humidity will be dropping with a north wind. And then on Friday, sunny skies and a high in the upper 70s. As for the weekend, we may see some isolated showers on Saturday with a high in the upper 70s. And then Sunday, a few scattered afternoon showers, and Sunday's high also in the upper 70s.
All right, wait a minute, Doctor. You're trying to pull a fast one on us here. We've got that Ada in the Gulf of Mexico, and
that's right.
Some of the spaghetti nut models are now noodling it up our way. What say you, Dr. Bill?
Well, right now, Ada is, just yesterday, it was in the Florida Straits around Key West. Now it's headed south, and it's just off the western tip of Cuba. It is going to turn and head north. Highest winds right now are about 60 miles per hour. And tomorrow it'll gradually move to the north, same for Thursday. And then it's going to encounter some stronger upper air winds, and it's going to start to fall apart. It looks like it will get on up into the, well, it's called the northeastern Gulf of Mexico, most of the Florida Panhandle, on Saturday, and continue to dissipate, to fall apart. And right now it looks like the most that we're going to see are a few showers, as I mentioned, on Saturday and Sunday. And most of the rain associated with this system will probably stay farther to the east. Now, there's a degree of uncertainty with this these last few days here for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But right now it looks like the storm is going to encounter some hostile conditions for a tropical storm, especially in the upper atmosphere. And it should gradually break up over the northeastern Gulf. So we hope that's going to be the case.
That's some good news, Dr. Bill. And, you know, you mentioned the record-breaking, or at least record-tying temperatures that we've had here recently, and another record being broken as we speak with now Storm Theta forming in the Atlantic. It sounds like that's not much of a threat to us, but what else are you seeing out there?
Yeah, well, of course, Theta is way out in the Atlantic, and it's no threat to our area, and it should stay out there. We also have the possibility of another storm developing, and this one is it's going to break now. It's a tropical wave that is south of Puerto Rico and moving west across the Caribbean, and conditions will be favorable in the western Caribbean for development in the next few days. Most likely, it'll go into Central America. If it should turn to go into the Gulf, it's also going to face conditions that will be unfavorable for development, especially if it ever got up into the northern portion of the Gulf of Mexico. So the season just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if that one gets a name, it'll be Iota, which would be the 30th named storm, and break the record by two. So do you think these conditions right now that make it difficult for these storms to gather strength or form up near the northern Gulf Coast, do you think we'll probably see those kinds of conditions for the rest of hurricane season?
The chances are pretty good that, this time of the year, the jet stream is starting to drop farther south. And the upper winds along the northern Gulf Coast are a little bit stronger. That will affect tropical systems, as well as the water temperatures are beginning to cool over the northern Gulf. For a storm to have any kind of a punch here along the Gulf Coast this time of the year, it's got to be awfully powerful when it gets into the northern Gulf, because it will lose strength. And right now, we'll, of course, continue to watch this developing system in the Caribbean.
How unusual is this warm trend we're going through right now? Because I know that any given day it can be warm down along the Gulf Coast. You could have a nice day in December or January or whatever. But this stretch of weather in the 70s and 80s, kind of unusual, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, we tied a record yesterday, and we'll be in the 80s again today. This is normal. High this time of the year is only 73 degrees,
mm-hmm.
And even with this next front coming in that will drop down here to the coast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's only going to drop it to the upper 70s, and that's still above normal. But we don't have any real super cold air right now. You remember, just not too long ago, we had that big cold wave out in the western states with all the snow and ice conditions in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But we do not have anything in the way of real cold air at the moment. But eventually here in the next couple of weeks, we'll start to see some of that real cold air out of Canada start to move down into the 48 conterminous states.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill, and thank you for the good news on Ada. And we'll proceed with our day and talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Dan.
At Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And he mentioned that ice storm. I guess in Oklahoma City, people have been without power for 2 weeks since that ice storm.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, so that's pretty major. And we've certainly seen our share of power outages here on the Gulf Coast over the last couple of months, but not because of ice storms,
no.
Because of these pesky hurricanes.
Yeah, pesky indeed. And it's funny that happens, you know, when something happens to you in your community, it's big news, but to the rest of the nation, they turn the page and move on. Just like we've done with the ice storms in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I remember it barely, but I didn't realize they're still without power even now.
And I still haven't seen, you know, speaking of the rest of the nation turning the page, you know, they declared federal emergencies from Hurricane Zeta in Louisiana and Mississippi, but still no emergency declaration that I've seen for parts of Alabama that were devastated from that storm.
I don't quite get that. But I guess there's you have to be at a certain threshold to be recognized as a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know that the FEMA guy locally said it may still come. It's not a done deal yet.
Right,
so.
And don't forget, November 19th is the deadline from Hurricane Sally to get your information into FEMA and the SBA.
7:42 at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Five Rivers Group and Morgan Stanley here in Mobile. They know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. And everyone's got different goals, of course, planning for retirement, saving for a child's education. Five Rivers Group can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, your education, your wealth transfer, and other financial needs. Schedule an appointment. Call Hunt Griffith, Financial Advisor, 251-470-1092. That's Hunt Griffith at 251-470-1092. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Whether it's time to get fields planted, lawns manicured, debris cleared, or if you just need to escape the 9-to-5 grind for a tranquil getaway, think SunSouth, where you'll find quality John Deere equipment, affordably priced, and ready to tackle outdoor jobs faster and more efficiently. And during our fall sales event, think SunSouth for 0% financing for 72 months on select John Deere equipment, like the 3032E, 1025R, and more. Plus, SunSouth has great financing on John Deere Gators, including the Gator 590M S4 with 1.9% financing for 60 months. And SunSouth has you covered with great service specials to keep your equipment performing its best, like riding lawn equipment service packages starting at only $59.99. But hurry, the fall sales event at SunSouth ends soon. So visit us at SunSouth or shop online at sunsouth.com. Think SunSouth. Those that do.
Offer expires November 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, Sherman Williams here to tell you about the 2020 Iron Bowl Legends Benefit Gala at the Renaissance Battle House Hotel, November the 23rd. This legendary event will give you an opportunity to meet former Iron Bowl legends from both Alabama and Auburn universities. A full course dinner will be served. The funds raised will go towards our continuous efforts to offer free youth development programs in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Limited spots available. For sponsorship opportunities and to purchase tickets, visit PalmerWilliamsGroup.org.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
From the AllianceRoofing.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department are clear. State Troopers at Wolf and Snow Road. The big delays are going to be westbound I-10 starting at the Malbus exit. They've got the storm debris removed in the right lane on the interstate, and traffic's backed up to Daphne. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma offers all things hemp, and they have 368 active products, including the new CBD nasal spray that offers immediate relief. Try them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
7:45 at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. You might remember the name Deion Johnson. This kid was a really, really good, very talented football player at Spanish Ford High School. But his life has been nothing but trouble from high school on. He was going to go to Alabama, actually. He was a recruit to Alabama. So in the age of Nick Saban, you've got to be the best of the best to get to Bama, right?
Yeah.
He was charged with murder for the shooting death of 26-year-old Chance Olhoff. It happened September 29, 2016, on the 2400 block of Rothfield Place. Johnson was out on bond for the murder charge. He was involved in a Christmas Day shooting in 2018 that left two people injured. Just a tragic story. His life has been one crime scene after another, it seems, and threw everything away. I remember covering him. I remember doing games on UTV 44. Spanish Fort was very good. They were winning state championships, and he seemed to have everything laid out in front of him, opportunities, but he has squandered them away. He's also a registered sex offender, has been arrested several times for violating the SORNA law. 2015, he was arrested for third-degree domestic violence and menacing. So a very troubled young man, now put away for a number of years, 20-year sentence, after pleading guilty to murder.
Mm. You know, the big story in the nation continues to be the presidential election, which it's almost been a week. This time, 1 week ago, people were voting, and we were talking about the long lines at polling places here in Alabama. Georgia is still yet to declare a winner right now. According to their count, Joe Biden leads by about 13,000 votes. But there's been a lot of discussion regarding the voting in Georgia and whether any of that was illegal and whether there was voter fraud involved. Yesterday, two senators in Georgia who are now heading towards runoffs in their own respective races, Senator Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, both issued a statement. It was a joint statement, and they called for the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to resign. Yesterday in that statement, it said the management of Georgia elections has become an embarrassment for our state. Georgians are outraged, and rightly so. We've been clear from the beginning. Every legal vote cast should be counted. Any illegal vote must not, and there must be transparency and uniformity in the counting process. So Raffensperger has responded and said he will not be resigning. He yesterday said, was there illegal voting? I'm sure that there was, and my office is investigating all of it. Does it rise to the numbers or margins necessary to change the outcome to where President Trump has given Georgia's electoral votes? He said that is unlikely. Well, now the Alabama Secretary of State, John Merrill, said that he is willing to provide assistance to help out with that vote count in Georgia. Merrill told Yellowhammer News, Governor Kemp is a close personal friend of mine, and Secretary Raffensperger and I have a great professional relationship. Merrill said, we reached out to both of them last week to express our interest and enthusiasm in providing assistance, if necessary, with the closing of their general election or upcoming runoff election scheduled for January 5th. Merrill said that offer for assistance remains for them to consider, and we wish them the best in execution of their runoff and look forward to a successful result.
You know, you think about it. Comparing apples to oranges here, you look at the alleged problems in Georgia. Well, they haven't gotten the whole vote counted yet, so that's a problem, right? Alabama, one of our biggest issues simply was like 2.5 hours at the Abba Shrine Temple.
Yeah,
that's about as deep as the conspiracy got here. We just waited in line a long time, but thumbs up to Merrill and his team, because we were able to pretty much get through this whole thing without any controversy in our state.
Yeah, and you know, at the time as we were doing the election show last Tuesday night, it seemed like there was a delay. I mean, it took forever. It took relatively a long time for them to call the race for Tuberville and to call the local race for Jerry Carl.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back, that was very early on in the process, with some of these states still yet to have finished the counting. Alabama's been done nearly a week now.
Alabama is looking solid. 7:49 FM Talk 106.5. I know you got sports coming up.
Yeah, coming up in sports, the SEC dealt another blow by the coronavirus pandemic, and also an update on the condition of Alabama running back Trey Sanders following his car wreck on Friday. More on that coming up in sports.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Ada shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Ada is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Ada brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb, as she was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tabb's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. Yellow Jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps are searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Do you feel like the yard work never ends? Well, Husqvarna's robotic 115H auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. The Husqvarna auto mower gives you convenient control options that allows you to set it and forget it. From November 27th through November 30th, Husqvarna is offering $500 off the 115H auto mower. You heard right. Starting Black Friday, get a 115H auto mower, normally $11.99, for just $6.99. Only at Briberstell Power Equipment. Also, get 0% financing for 48 months for qualified buyers. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Briberstell Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Husqvarna, ready when you are at Briberstell Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at briberstellpower.com.
Don't miss Auburn Tiger football on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cadden, Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit Lion Fry Cadden in Mobile or online, lionfrycadden.com.
7:51, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by feldershredding.com. They'll come to you in their mobile shredding truck and dispose of your sensitive documents securely and efficiently. Yesterday, a tough day for the SEC. The conference announced that Auburn's game at Mississippi State, which was scheduled for this coming Saturday, has now been postponed due to positive COVID-19 tests within the Mississippi State football program. The game has been tentatively rescheduled for December 12th. Also, Texas A&M had to shut down practice after receiving multiple positive tests. The fifth-ranked Aggies are scheduled to play at Tennessee on Saturday. And LSU's game against Alabama is now in jeopardy after the Tigers received multiple positive tests over the weekend, including starters on offense, defense, and special teams. If LSU is unable to play Alabama, rescheduling may be pretty difficult, as the Tigers have already gone through their open date. They've also rescheduled one game against Florida for December 12th. The SEC set a minimum threshold of 53 available scholarship athletes in order for a team to be able to compete. According to ESPN, Texas A&M Athletic Director Ross Bjork said the SEC should open the possibility of allowing makeup games on December 19th for any teams that will not be playing in the conference championship game. Bjork said the conference athletic directors could discuss that possibility at their weekly meeting today.
Does this feel a little bit like an exhibition season to you? The more it goes on, it's just...
I think all teams but one at the end of the year will say it was an exhibition season, except for the national
winner.
Champion.
Yeah.
Alabama running back Trey Sanders will more than likely miss the remainder of the season after he suffered non-life-threatening injuries in a car crash Friday. WMBB-TV reported over the weekend that Sanders was traveling with his brother in Clarksville, Florida, when the vehicle they were in was struck at an intersection. Sanders was reportedly airlifted to Bay Medical Center in Panama City. His brother is reportedly okay after the accident. Yesterday, Alabama head coach Nick Saban told media that Sanders is expected to make a full recovery, but will be out indefinitely as he recovers. The redshirt freshman has appeared in three games this season, rushing for 134 yards on 30 carries. 7:53, that's sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by FelderShredding.com.
Hey, it's Sean for Felder Shredding, the people we choose to take care of our sensitive document disposal. Now, the radio station had years worth of documents we needed destroyed, and Bruce Gerardo with Felder did our secure document disposal on site. In these times, it's great peace of mind to count on a local company with NAID certification that guarantees the secure destruction of your sensitive documents. Plus, there's no long-term contract to sign, so get Felder Shredding to bring their mobile shredding truck to your business and shred on site. Do what we do and get Felder Shredding today.
You need to see Ricky at Alabama Auto Clean because your vehicles are the outward presentation of your business and of you. They'll detail your van, car, truck, RV, 18-wheeler, and more. Call Ricky at Alabama Auto Clean, 251-478-5781.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. I think the number one way the game has changed is this. It used to be, is he big? Is he physical? Is he tall enough to play quarterback? Now, the game is played in space. It's about speed. C Spire Business understands that. And with their business fiber, they give you world-class symmetrical speeds. Because today, if you're running slow or the speed of the game is too much, you've already lost. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, bird season is on in Alabama, and Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need to bag your limit this year, including shotguns, birdshot, practice targets, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. And Styx River Shooting Center has gift certificates, always the perfect gift for the bird hunter in your life. Styx River Shooting Center is located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road, Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
For the SpringdaleToyota.com traffic center, we're seeing major delays again, I-10 westbound as you traveling from Malvis to Daphne because of storm debris removal now, 181 and 90. They've also got an accident. Northbound lanes are crawling. Spanish Fort, you're seeing heavier traffic along 31 as well, trying to avoid the mess on the interstate. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, got you covered today at 11 o'clock for lunch in Foley with great country-style cooking and what they're known for, all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. See their menu at ThrilledRolls.com. It up came with your FM Talk. What a 6.5 traffic.
7.56 at FM Talk, 106.5. Dalton's got some news of the fools before we get to the top of the hour.
Yeah, what would you do for a chicken biscuit or sandwich from Chick-fil-A?
Well, I'd like them a lot.
A Georgia woman arrested last week for allegedly posing as an FBI agent in order to get a free meal from Chick-fil-A.
Wait a minute.
47-year-old Kimberly Ragsdale.
Yeah.
She was arrested last Thursday.
What's came up to?
Rockmart, Georgia, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Workers at the restaurant called police to report that Ragsdale was identifying herself, quote, as a federal agent to try and get free food. When police showed up, Ragsdale stuck to her role, but when asked to show proof, the suspect said her credentials were, quote, electronic, and she lacked any tangible identification.
Oh.
They said Ragsdale reluctantly left her undercover vehicle, the white minivan she was driving, and that only came after police threatened to tase her.
Oh, my God.
They said she began to talk into her shirt like she was talking into a radio, telling someone they were arresting her to send someone to Rockmart PD. So if you need chicken from Chick-fil-A, maybe don't pose as an FBI agent.
Let's just pull out the credit card, huh? FM Talk 106.5, news on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The track for Tropical Storm Eta shifted on Monday. Our stretch of the Gulf Coast could now feel some effects from the storm. Eta is currently in the Gulf of Mexico after making landfall in the Florida Keys late Sunday night. Eta brought death and destruction to Central America when it made landfall there last week as a Category 4 hurricane. Associated Press reports more than 130 people were killed in Central America. A Mobile man charged with killing an unborn child has pleaded not guilty. Demetrius Higginbottom is accused of shooting his pregnant girlfriend, Shaquille Tabb, as she was driving on Navco Road in June 2019. Tab's unborn baby was killed. Four other children, including Higginbottom's son, were also in the car. Higginbottom pleaded not guilty to all charges, including five counts of attempted murder. He remains in Mobile Metro Jail. Yellow Jackets are showing up in many communities across the Gulf Coast after recent hurricanes. Fred Pierce with WSI Pest Management tells us the wasps are searching for food after thousands of trees were brought down and destroyed by Sally and Zeta. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and that's why I'm right here in Mobile to help you select the right protection at the right price. I'll make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your State Farm agent, it's easy to make the right choice. You can come by, call, or click AllisonHorner.com. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It has been a year of immense challenges here in our community, but we've seen heroes at every turn, bringing hope to those in need. Now, you can be a hero. Join Baldwin EMC as we host LifeSouth Community Blood Centers at the 15th Annual Power of Giving Blood Drive, Thursday, November 12th, from 8 to 5 at our Summerdale location. We are Baldwin County, and heroes live.